It is Troy for Brekkie for your Thursday. The Great Southern's Triple M. Hey, Tom, right now to catch up with Inez Kerry. Inez is the Client Services Manager with DV Assist. Inez, good morning.
Good morning, Troy. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Now, we're speaking with you today because, well, something has changing just a little bit. But before we get into that, what is, for those people who don't know, what is DV Assist?
Yep, so we're a domestic and family violence support service for anyone that lives in regional, rural and remote Western Australia.
Okay.
So we're a virtual service. We provide telephone and, as of next week, web chat support counselling to anyone that's either experiencing domestic and family violence or worried about someone in their family or friendship group or community.
All right, and around the Great Southern to benefit, you've extended your domestic violence helpline hours, is that right?
Absolutely. As of Monday, we extended our hours to 10 p.m. weeknights. So we now operate 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday to Friday.
All right then. And then what you said that you're sort of moving towards more web, is that what you said?
Yep. So we'll be launching web chat next week,
cool,
which we're calling silent support, because we know that it's not always possible for people to make phone calls. So, and sometimes web chat just feels less intimidating or just easier to talk about what's going on. So we find people feel more comfortable to share their experience on web chat.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, throughout the Great Southern, probably people would chat easier via the web chat.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's particularly so for younger people, we find as well. But, you know, sometimes if the only way that you can make contact with a support service is at home and the person using violence is always there, silent support, the web chat, can be one way of accessing support.
And how is DV Assist going across the Great Southern?
Really good, actually. So we launched our call centre, so our help centre, in October last year, so we're still relatively new. And we've had lots of contact from people seeking support for themselves. We've had calls from older family members, so parents that are in their 60s worried about their adult daughter and her children. And we've also had referrals from support services who can't outreach to someone that lives like on an isolated farm or, you know, is out of town and really hard to try and link in with. So we often pick up that kind of work as well to support people who can't get into town.
And all the chats and everything else, they're all like private, just between you and the
person? Yeah. So it's all confidential. People can contact us anonymously, so they don't have to give details. They don't have to give, you know, identifying details.
Yeah,
so they can use a nickname or a pseudonym.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Fantastic. So DV Assist helpline now available Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. So what happens, say, if someone's in a bit of trouble over the weekend here, Inez?
Yep. So we're not a crisis service, but obviously people sometimes reach out when they're in crisis.
Yeah.
So we would link them into the crisis support line. So if you're worried about yourself or someone close to you that they're at risk of being hurt, obviously call 000 straight off the bat. And the other option too is if you're needing support to seek refuge or travel assistance, you can contact the Women's Domestic Violence Line, which is the state government-run support service.
And I'm sure it's fantastic for these people who are unfortunately in sort of domestic violence that they can ring somebody and talk to somebody about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we know that sometimes the first step is the hardest and the first conversation is the hardest, particularly when you're talking about domestic violence, because there's so much shame and guilt attributed to it. So having an anonymous support service, so that's really hard for people in the country. So we don't know you and we don't know the person that's using violence against you. So you can be totally assured when you contact us that you can do so safely and without judgment.
Somebody is unfortunately in this sort of situation. What's the free call telephone number there, Inez?
It's 1-800-080-083. And you can contact us via web chat next week via our website, which is dvassist.org.au. And there's also, for people in the country, there's also a service directory on our website that has all the services in the regions that we're funded for.
Taking care of everybody just about, really, aren't you?
We understand how hard
exactly,
it is to seek
support.
So, yeah, we try
it's fantastic.
And make
it
as accessible as possible.
Hey, lovely to chat. Good luck. As you say, the helpline now available Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And as Inez said too, of course, don't forget you can web chat as well. Inez, thanks for your time today.
And yours, Troy. Have a good day.
Geez, they do a great service, don't they? There's Inez Kerry, the client services manager, DV Assist. And if you're sort of, you know, experiencing family or maybe domestic violence, great that the helpline is now available Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And as Inez said too, of course, the web chat gets underway next week as well. And that telephone number, in case you might need it, or maybe you know somebody who needs somebody to talk to, feel free. It's a free call, 1-800-080-083. Nice to chat with Inez this morning right here on the Great Southern's Triple M.